in a wonderful rocks, a shelter which was provided by Govaraj, the beloved friend there, the naughty little boy of Vrindavan, the beloved, the child. All the devotees, according to their relationships, all took shelter under the hill which Lord Krishna raised for them. This idea of taking shelter is the motto of this Janmashtami festival. You've all come from a far and near to celebrate together with the devotees. Lord Krishna's appearance, which should not remain just a historical event 5,000 years ago, but which is an ongoing pastime, the appearance of Krishna in the heart of the devotee. He does so when the heart is cleansed, much like the Gundicha Mandir, which Mahaprabhu personally cleansed. To give the example, cleanse your heart, and then the Lord can appear on the throne. So this is the idea which we want to. Now I have one little listener who's not tuned in, and if you allow me, I'll speak to her in German language. She's my friend, so I can talk. Daya Mayi, hallo. Du musst dich entscheiden. Wenn du teilnehmen möchtest an der Vorlesung, dann bist du uns herzlich willkommen. Aber vielleicht möchtest du lieber spielen. Also das ist bei dir. Das geht sehr schnell mit Daya Mayi. Die ist eine Musikerin und die wird auch immer ihre Grenzen wissen. Das ist ganz normal. Die ist völlig okay. She will forgive me in 5 minutes. So this idea of taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord is an idea which I would like to somehow or other bring out in my lectures. My hope is that at the end of this series of lectures, you will really become sheltered, like the Brijvasis were sheltered, and that you will be very inspired. And for that, I have a certain plan. I want to speak about the best of prayers, which give very quick result to all those who learn to chant them. They are prayers to Govardhan. You must know that, or some of you know that each year I'm spending 1.5 months at the shelter of Giriraj. A time of that time is a time where we welcome devotees from all over the world to the Govardhan retreats. Madhavananda Prabhu is our regular speaker there, and we are very happy that he has joined the crew. But for Bhurijan Prabhu is the leader, and there are many Vaishnavas, sometimes my god brothers, come and take part. I know that the discussions which we have there are heard by devotees who leave their body. They have become a little better known. But I must tell you very honestly that for me as a speaker, and the others also, The greatest experience is not that we deliver our lectures there and we do our seva to the international Vaishnava community. The greatest experience which we all have made is that the hill who is there right in front of our eyes is not a hill. It's not a rock. It's not made of rocks. He is actually a person. And Bhujan Prabhu has affectionately called him the original rock star. A person who hears when we pray to him, who seems to be happy that we come each year again and stay at his shelter, and who fulfills desires. Like you go with one desire in your bed, and the next morning it's right before your door, what you wished for. It is an amazing experience that Govardhan is not an it, a hill, but he is a he, a person, a divine personality who responds to the prayers of his devotees. I found this morning something in Ananda Vrindavan Champu which I want to read to you at the beginning. Affectionate Krishna fulfills the desires of all those who take shelter of Govardhan. This is the conclusion of the scriptures. Even the most unqualified can attain perfection in spiritual practice by such an assistance. By the assistance of Giriraj. So my idea in giving these lecture series is that I would love to help you find a shortcut in your spiritual life. Krishna's mercy is difficult to get, but if he sees that you appeal to Giriraj, even though you may not have many very amazing qualifications, then Lord Krishna is willing to give you his mercy. And my dear devotees, now I very much believe that do you notice with your normal consciousness? You noticed. Thank you. I really want to say, my dear devotees, if you come down to the unmasked fact of your life, I mean, if you put away all the masks which we like to put on as conditioned souls, and you are willing and courageous enough to face the truth, you will come to the conclusion that you are still a conditioned soul who can be very easily affected by the constant influence of the material energy which surrounds him or her. And you will know that although you have tried many sadhanas, although you have tried to stay an inspired devotee, although you have tried to serve, you will know that sometimes there is trouble. It's not so easy. Srila Prabhupada, he said this. He said, we are fallible. What are our chances to attain the highest fortune on our own strength? And then he encourages us. One should depend only on the causeless mercy of the Lord for deliverance, and not even slightly on one's own strength. That is the perfect position of a Krishna-conscious person. So if you want to come to the perfect position in your life, get down on your knees. Get down on your belly. I'm serious. And depend on the mercy of the Lord by surrendering to Him. A simple process, therefore, Prabhupada says, is that a conditioned soul should remain surrendered to the Lord, and the Lord will give him all protection to keep him out of the clutches of material contamination. In the little lectures which we will try to give, is we want to offer you a process whereby you can actively get on your knees, take the perfect position. That is not the walking position, that's the kneeling position, and pray to the Lord by following pray to the Lord's dearest servitor, the Giriraj Govardhan, and pray to him in the mood of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Hare Krishna. Is this a good project?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. It's realistic, I think. It's relevant. I must say, this lecture is not without inspirations. It's from my own time spent in Giriraj. I should acknowledge Giriraj's mercy. I must acknowledge Madhavananda's lecture. I've sat in his lectures, digested some points in my own ways. And I've read the commentary of Vanadeva Vidyabhushana to these prayers. At least it's a commentary which is ascribed to him. But I always see a picture in my eyes where Prabhupada is at the side of Govardhan and puts his tilak on and seems to be in total bliss. He sits amongst bricks, oblivious to his surroundings. And if I can utter hope, and the hope is that Krishna, that you will learn from these prayers the proper devotional mood, and you will enter the path of Sharanagati without any distractions, and you will all at the end of this festival be enlightened pure devotees. The material energy stops harassing you. That is my hope. Krishna. Let us, in our mind's eye, leave Germany and come under the hill like you are now. Be here now. See that there's danger in your life, just like the bridge bossies knew if they leave the hill. Some rock will come on them, some hailstone that will be washed away by the powerful water, and therefore they stayed under the hill, not just out of fear, because Krishna was there and they could look at Krishna for 7 days and 7 nights without stopping. Usually Krishna would leave the village of Vrindavan early in the morning and stay all day in the forest, engaging in his Gocharan Leelas, his cowherd pastimes. But now, and he would come back when the sun started to set in the evening, but now Krishna was always with them. They didn't have to say goodbye to Krishna. Jiva Goswami said that Krishna had arranged beautiful houses for them, made with jewels, so that they could stay for the 7 days. But they said, no, we don't want to stay in houses. They just wanted to be as close as possible, as you are sitting now, and look at Krishna, who would look at them. They wanted to see the light coming from his toenails, and then see everything in fullness, the earrings dancing on his cheeks, and then making a particular beautiful golden halo, so that they would see. That was really, really wonderful. They wanted to not go there. Krishna had also expanded for the cows by his Achintya Shakti, full fields of barley. Cows like barley. But the cows also stayed there. See, the cowherdmen stayed also there. They didn't go. If Krishna's close, why go anywhere else? So this was the scene which Raghunath Das Goswami sees in his beautiful and in his prayers. And he also prays for shelter. The best way to enter these prayers is really to start with verse 10. And why this is so, you will smile, but you will get to know it in a second. It is verse number 10.
Therefore,
certainly without considering my qualifications or disqualifications, oh God, please give me permanent residence near you. Raghunath Das Goswami was grief-stricken when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the earth. At that time, according to one book, Prema Vilas, there was earthquakes. The rivers were flooding their banks. The trees came crashing down. Because the Lord, who had been there in the on the planet Earth and had touched with his lotus feet, had now gone, and Mother Bhumi was, despite herself, in desperation. All the devotees there are also desperate, and some of the associates followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very quickly and also left their bodies. So around that time our story starts. Raghunath Das Goswami, who was an associate of Mahaprabhu but who studied under Swarup Damodar, had been given by the Lord his own Shalagram Shila. But here he says, his own Govardhan Shila. Mahaprabhu had given him his Govardhan Shila. But here he says, I have been given to you, Giriraj. Not you have been given to me by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have been given to you, Giriraj, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is very very significant. Raghunath Das Goswami, after all these disappearances had happened, remembered, my only shelter is this Giriraj now. And he thought, Giriraj, I should leave Puri now, and I can go to Vrindavan, and I will take this useless life, which is still there, even though Mahaprabhu and my own Guru Swarup Damodar are left. I will take this useless life now from me by jumping head first from a high spot in Giriraj. There is one devotee who in Hobinam has committed the sacred death. It is not done in our tradition, I need to say this, because you never know who's watching the internet. But he was a Nrisimha Bhakta. He climbed in his agony of separation the Nrisimha pillar in a holy land, and he took his life by jumping from the high pillar down. That was done in other traditions than ours. It was considered to be a sacred death. People did this in relationship to Ganga and so on. But as I said, it's not our tradition. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explicitly forbade his devotees to ever even consider doing such a thing. He told Sanatana Goswami, you have no right to consider this because your body is mine and I wish to do many things through it. And it would be very, very bad. But Raghunath was so out of his, so aggrieved that he didn't consider all of this. He wanted to go to Giriraj to commit the forbidden act. But in Girira, in Vrindavan, he met two extraordinary personalities, Rup and Sanatan, who had been informed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within their hearts that, please, you take care of my Raghunath. My Rahu is coming with this idea, and you give him a different idea. So they, so when Raghunath came, distraught in agony in the pangs of separation, Rup and Sanatan stopped him in Vrindavan and said, where are you going? To Govardhan. That's a very good idea, they said. But yes, the second part is very bad. Sanatan Goswami said, the Lord, you have in your mind the idea to take your life. I also had this, but the Lord told me to not do so. He said, I must serve him, and in the service I will meet him again. So I'm doing, stand ordering you, go to the banks of the sacred Kunt, Radha Kunt, and Syama Kunt. Stay there. And you should give lectures 4 hours a day minimum about Lord Chaitanya, because the Vrindavan Bhaktas have not seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in Puri. Some of them have heard about them only. They thirst for the nectar of Gaurakatha. You must talk about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings and his ecstasies. You must do this. We honor you. And you must also write Bhakti Granthas, scriptures. So Raghunath's path was diverted. He stood, he stayed at Radha Kund, which is at the site of Giriraj, and he spent a long life there, a long time there. His lectures were so wonderful, my dear devotees, that one book was written from them. Do you know this book? I mean, you know for sure. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, said in those lectures, he took ample notes and he wrote the final word on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, the great Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, this is from Raghunath's mouth. It came originally. So Raghunath became very grateful that, oh, Lord Chaitanya must have known that when he would leave, he was very, I would be very grief stricken and I would not be able to cope any longer. So he gave me to Giriraj. This is all his arrangement. I first got the idea to go there. Second part of the idea was not good. Then he inspired Rup and Sanatan and he gave me shelter here. And then he says, although I'm deceitful, deceitful means I make a pretense out of my life, and although I'm wicked, Giriraj, do not look for my good qualities here. Please give me residence by your side, because I come on recommendation here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me to you. You can deny maybe me, but how can you deny Gauranga Mahaprabhu? You have to follow. You have to give me a shelter. In this way, this Raghunath Das Goswami says, Nirupadi Karunena. Karuna means mercy, and Nirupadi means unlimited. There is no limit to the mercy. You should now, this causeless mercy brought me here, and now I wish to have your shelter. Despite, don't look at my qualifications or lack thereof. I am what I am, and please give me the shelter. This is the entry for me when we approach any sacred person. Let me say it like this: when we approach the Lord, when we approach anywhere which is high, very high, we need to have a recommendation, a permission. I have a friend in Vrindavan who always says, like a parrot, the same thing when he sees me: without permission, no admission, he says. It's always, maybe you know about him, he's my friend, he might have said it to you also. You need to have the permission, the recommendation, letter of recommendation, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this. So then, so this is where Raghunath is, and we will go now to verse number 1, and we will remind the viewers, someone of you is sitting in the light. We always hear first we must become conscious, then Krishna conscious. And please, my dear devotee, take this in a lesson. From today on, you should be more conscious in your life. Good. Although you have a beautiful head, that is the question. Now, when you offer prayers, my dear devotees, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is a guideline how to do it. And we find these elements in this prayer. One is called Sampratanatmika. It means a very personal prayer where you express a desire for Krishna consciousness. You know, some Pratanatmika prayers always start, when or when will the day come? Or when you do some Pratanatmika prayer to Radha Madan Mohan, you will say, oh Radha Madan Mohan, when or when will you take from my heart these obstacles which are between me and you, these self-created obstacles. Then there should be an expression of Dainya Bodhika, humility. The idea is if you, the mercy flows always from up to down. So you must take a down position, a humble position, so that you get it without taking a submissive position. In your prayer, your wish may not be so supplied because it cannot reach you. It has to be given from the Lord, from above, and you must not step above Him, but under Him. And the last is Lala Samayi. It is very elevated. We can do the prayers like. It's very elevated. It's when you are, well, you can do it also when you are still on the platform of Vaidhi, but it should be something real, a real thing from the self. It is to be reinstated in your position. Prabhupada says this should be done with intensity. You should learn a simple technique, he said. And that is the technique of Lala Samayi. You should cry. Radha Krishna, Radha Mohan. My life, you are my life, Radha Krishna. Please engage me again in your service, confidential service, where I can give you this and where I can give you that according to the needs in your past. And there's such a prayer, and so on. Good. So, Raghunathas Goswami also prays like this. He will say very humble, when will you give me shelter? He will say very urgently, he will argue with Giriraj when Giriraj makes it a little difficult. He will want to serve in the divine pastimes, and he will say that Lala Samayi prayer. Srila Prabhupada gave us general guidelines for prayer once in Montreal. I found this in Madhavananda's lecture. He said, to offer prayer, who of you, by the way, prays sometimes? Being a few atheists amongst us. Welcome. Good place to be. In a place where devotion and the subjects are discussed, I also maybe learn to pray a little. If you want to offer prayers, please consider Prabhupada's instructions, who expresses all this, what we have heard from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu so nicely. He says, to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you do not require any high qualification. Simply, you have to express your sincere feelings. What is that real feeling? You know, don't just, you know, be real. What is that real feeling? You must be aware of his position. Don't deceive yourself any longer. Get real. No. Be aware of your position. Then one can express his feelings. Feelings should be very sincere and should come automatically. It's a real thing, you know, between you and the Lord. Okay, so we will now, after having prepared the ground, secretly look at the wristwatch. How much time? Oops. How long is this going to go, Gaurav Hari?
7:30.
We can do the first prayer then. We will now, with the help of our highly confident technical team, bring you to the first prayer. Yes, wonderful. Thank you. Imagine Raghunath Goswami. Your address, make a connection now with the first verse. Chakrabhavam prapatya
Nija Hari Guja Danda Chakrabhavam prapatya
Pratihati Madhatrishto Danda Devendra Garva
Pratihata Madhatrishto Danda Devendra Garva
Atula Priti Shaila Shreni Bhupa Priyange
Atula Pritula Shaila Shreni Bhupa Priyange
Nijanigata Nivasam Dehi Gorvadantvam
Nijanigata Nivasam Dehi Gorvadantvam.
You have appeared like an umbrella of the head of your own master. See? Krishna's umbrella. A very big umbrella. You have appeared like an umbrella on top of the head of your own master, Krishna. You destroyed the pride of Indra, who had become emboldened. It's very bold. Very shameless. Due to his intoxicated and had thus turned into an arrogant person. O Govardhan, O King of all incomparably beautiful white mountains,
you are dear to me. I love you.
Please give me permanent residence. Indra had become blind with pride. Yes, he has 1,000 eyes, a very unusual bodily constitution due to a curse. We won't get into this. But he was blind, so blind.
And therefore, when Krishna took the offerings which traditionally were given to him, the rain god, he said, where's my salvation? Where's my rasula? Where is all these milk and dairy products of the Brijvasis, which are so delightful, delicious?
And the spice came and said, no sandesh, no rasagula for you this year. Krishna has taken all of this.
What? My rasagula?
Yes, Krishna has taken all of this.
What? My sandesh?
Yes. Krishna has taken.
What?
Who is Krishna? You mean this little talkative boy?
So small, so small.
Who always says everything to everything? Wow. Then he spoke some. First he offended Krishna with words. Then he offended Krishna with deeds. And he was an aparadhi. He said, I will drown all the people who are dear to Krishna. I will kill the Brijvasis by sending apocalyptic rain floods. And I will do like this. I will first kill all the cows. Then I kill in the eyes of the Brijvasis, they will suffer. In the eyes of Nanda Maharaj, I will kill the Brijvasis and his boy, and then I will kill that one who's responsible for Krishna and his father. This is my plan. And he did not send one drop of rain, I always say this, to Mathura, where Kamsa was. He didn't give any trouble. There was no need of umbrella in Mathura. He was so enraged by this pride. This pride, my dear devotee, must go before you go to Krishna. In Raghunath Das Goswami's instructions to the mind, Manashiksha, he says, first of all, my dear mind, give up pride, because then you cannot love Krishna and his people. It is not possible in his land. You must first of all give up. This pride takes different, it makes you blind to the spiritual fact. There are people who are blind from birth, and there are people, they're not so bad, but there are people who are blind from lust. They become just, they do anything and everything to fulfill the lust and desire. And there are people who are blinded by pride. And all of this makes you can't see. Now, do you know what Krishna does in relationship to his devotees? What is his consistent and very reliable and extremely relevant action in relationship to his devotees? He takes away that pride. Maybe you have noticed that. I have noticed. I'm becoming old now, and all my illusions about myself, of being whatever, destroyed one by one. And you know what? I like it. Because I feel, as the pride is slowly going more and more, I mean, it's still there, and it's still embarrassing, but as it goes more and more, I really feel, my dear devotees, that my vision becomes clearer for spiritual things. Krishna speaks about why it is important for him to remove the pride of his devotees. It's in the Bhagavatam. Mam Aishvarya Shri Madando Dandapanim Napashyati Tam Brahmashayami Sampatibhyo Yasya Chesham Yanugraham. He says, a man blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence, he's intoxicated, oh, I'm so powerful and opulent, cannot see me nearby, who stands with the rod of punishment in my hand. If I desire his real welfare, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. He drags us down. It's his mercy. He wants us that we remember him. There are three causes. Have you ever wondered, when will I become humble? Have you asked this question? No? It's a little tough question. I think we always, why do I always get myself into trouble? It is because I'm blind. And this has to do with my identification with the body and mind. I'm blind. There are three causes how this humility will come. This gets now very psychological. On Jamashtami morning, there will be another cause which will be revealed. One is dukkha. You feel sorry. Have you ever quarreled with someone who's dear to you and you felt, oh, really? I've hurt this person. Why was it? And when you became sorrow, and you really could say sorry, not out of fashion, but out of realization, then you could see everything. Trasha is another thing that you are fearful. I mean, if I go on like this, blind, so blind for spiritual life, I don't see any good result coming in my life. I'm becoming really fearful now. And the other is when you know you have wasted an opportunity. My dear devotees, how can you overcome pride? Raghunath Das Goswami says one thing which I would like you to remember, you can overcome the pride which may be there in your life, which may give you difficulties, by going into the association of good devotees. You will see at this festival how in the beginning you feel a little ill at ease. Oh, so many people in the bathroom, so full. You and I have to stand in line. I'm very opulent. I have money. I shouldn't stand in line for the bathroom. You know, you will see different, I exaggerate, different things get on your case. Someone says something. In a lecture, you feel the lecturer is speaking only about you. What is his right to do this, you know? And there are different things, austerities you will have to do sometimes. But my dear devotees, if you worship the dear devotees of the Lord and serve them, this will go. I always say to devotees who feel ill at ease during a festival, why don't you go to the kitchen, cut sachis, or you go in the serving line, not the eating line, the enjoying line, but you go in the serving line, where you serve prasad to the devotees and wait until they burp in satisfaction. Then only you take your prasad. It's a very good antidote for pride or blindness to serve devotees, and here you will have an excellent opportunity to do so. And in this way, you will maybe see extraordinary things. You will have insights which bring you further. So just like in this, the Indra had needed to come down, and Lord Krishna treated him, and he said beautiful prayers when he came to his sense. I think we can also do this. Yeah. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You're so silent. Tomorrow we will continue whenever. I still have to look at the plan. We will continue with verse 2. Good. Hare Krishna. I want to also affectionately greet you all. It's so nice to see you after time has gone by, and the wind of change has blown also in your life. So nice to see you again. See the expression in your faces, and thank you very much that you have come, and together we can celebrate this most important Vaishnava festival, Jamashtami. And I do hope that in your stay here in the Kurukadam, you will get what you came for. Hare Krishna. I want to now request Gaura Hari, our very sympathetic temple president, to greet you and give you some orientation.